Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The seventh week of the 2022 regular legislative session is complete. The deadline to dispose of motions to reconsider for general bills and constitutional amendments originating in own house has passed. The deadline for original floor action on appropriations and revenue bills originating in own house is Wednesday, February the 23rd. Governor signs county supervisors' salary legislation into law, Senate Bill 2719. On Thursday, February the 17th, Governor Tate Reeves signed the County Board of Supervisors' salary measure into law. As a reminder, this new law provides authorization for Mississippi County Board of Supervisors to vote to accept an initial salary increase due to a salary schedule realignment in year 2022. In addition to the salary schedule realignment, in year 2024, a County Board of Supervisors will have the option to authorize themselves a $2,000 salary increase. In the year 2028, a County Board of Supervisors will have the option to authorize themselves an additional $2,000 pay raise increase. Note, this law does not take effect until July 1st of 2022. Fully funded homestead exemption reimbursement measure introduced, Senate Bill 3024. On Thursday, February the 17th, the Senate chamber voted and passed out Senate Bill 3024 by a vote of 49-2. This appropriates from the State General Fund to the Mississippi Department of Revenue for the purpose of reimbursing counties for tax loss incurred by reason of the exemption of homes from certain ad valorem taxes. Section 7 of this measure provides for an appropriation of $90,600,000. Note, this measure will now head to the House Chamber for consideration. Omnibus Bond Bill passes out of House Ways and Means Committee, House Bill 1663. On Wednesday, February the 16th, the House Ways and Means Committee passed out House Bill 1663. This measure contains numerous projects and state agency needs to be financed through the state bond issuance. Note, this measure currently resides on the House floor calendar. Beaver Control Assistance Program funding passes Senate Chamber, Senate Bill 3015. On Thursday, February the 17th, the Senate chamber voted and passed out Senate Bill 3015 by a vote of 48-3. This measure contains the appropriation funding for the Mississippi Department of Agriculture. Section 7 of this measure provides funding for the Beaver Control Assistance Program at $1,100,000. Note, this measure will now head to the House chamber for consideration. Reminder, the Mississippi Medical Cannabis Act is in effect. The time clock to opt out has begun. On Wednesday, February the 7th, Governor Tate Reeves signed Senate Bill 2095 into law. This law was effective immediately upon passage. With that being stated, the timetable to opt out, which is 90 days from the signing of the bill, gives counties until roughly the end of May to opt out. In addition, MAS will be providing further content regarding this new law. We strongly encourage each county board of supervisors to meet with their board attorney to further read and analyze Senate Bill 2095. Section 30 of this measure contains the opt-out provision. The House and Senate will reconvene on Monday, February the 21st at 4 p.m. This concludes this week's weekly legislative update. Thank you.